Hey, Roo, tonight it's Richmond and Carlton.
Well, that's the thing about, that's what I like about. Yeah, that's the thing about football.
Yeah, so it's back for 2017. You'll hear the whole season here on Triple M as well, Roo.
Gee,
yeah,
I hope they do the right thing tonight and give us a decent game.
Yeah, they've let us down the last few years.
No.
Now, Roo, everyone wants to know, what does Roo think? Who's going to make the top eight?
I want to know what I think.
Give us your top eight, please.
All right. I'm actually going to give it to you in order. Not like Tex and Jackson Trengove did.
Right.
I have got GWS finishing on top at the end of the home and away series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Sydney in second place. Mm. I've got the Dogs in third. They shouldn't forget they only finished seventh last year.
I know, amazing.
Right. And might not have got past the first week of the finals if the bye wasn't introduced for the first time. But they did have a hell of a lot of injuries in the minor round, so I reckon they're actually better than seventh anyway. So I've got them third this year. I think they'll improve.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Adelaide to finish fourth if they have a good run with injuries.
Dreaming. Yep.
Got West Coast finishing fifth, even without Nick Natanui.
Right.
I don't think Mitchell will make a difference for them. I've got Melbourne finishing sixth. I think they could be an improver.
Your boyfriend's club.
Your boyfriend's club, I think, with Lewis in there and all their kids improving. They haven't lost anyone. They've got Hibbard over from Essendon. I think he's a good player. I've got the Cats at seventh, sliding. I've got the Hawks at eighth, sliding. And to be quite honest, I wouldn't be surprised if either the Cats or the Hawks miss the eight.
Right.
If Danger or Selwood happen to get injured, I reckon the Cats are in trouble. They've lost a lot of experience. Bartell, Enright, those sort of players, Dits. They're hard to replace. I've got the Saints just missing. They could be in Melbourne's position quite easily. All right. How did you go? So North of Melbourne are the one falling out and Melbourne coming in.
We agree on six. Now, this is in no order.
All right. You're not brave enough to do
it. No, I'm not. No. West Coast, Sydney, Crows, Hawthorn, GWS, Western Bulldogs, Fremantle.
The Dockers.
They are going to improve. Fremantle and rounding out the top eight, Port Adelaide.
Knock me over with a feather.
What? No, that's what I really, really believe. Now, I worried about St Kilda. I think they're going to improve greatly, but I don't know who.
Can't fit them all in.
You can't. So therefore, it means that Geelong miss out, North Melbourne, all of those. But as
you haven't
said,
got Geelong in the eight.
But you won't be surprised if any of those, like if Melbourne are in, I won't be surprised. St Kilda, all of those teams. So yeah. All right, now, Wooden Spoon.
Carlton.
I've got Brisbane.
Could be Brisbane.
Yeah.
Could be. Hey, can't get on that Quinella.
No.
$1.
Okay. Brownlow medal.
Bontempelli.
Oh, yeah. He will go very, very close. I actually think this man deserves it, and he deserves to be a two-time Brownlow medalist, Nat Fyfe.
Okay.
I think he'll win it again.
Well, if he gets over his injuries, massive chance. That's all why you've got Freo in there. I mean, if he wins the Brownlow, they're going to improve dramatically, the Dockers.
All right. Coleman medal.
It's hard to win him from outside the eight, isn't it, Dits? You didn't probably think about that.
No.
Grand finalists. I've got GWS and Sydney. All Sydney, Granny.
Okay. Yeah, I probably don't disagree with that. Yeah, that'll be. No, that'll be close.
You haven't done it.
No, I agree with you.
Coleman medal. I've gone for Josh Kennedy from the West Coast. I think a one-dimensional forward line. I don't think that's necessarily a good thing.
I can't decide on this one. Dixon, Wingard, Brett Eddy. Don't know.
All right. Go with the Wingard, maybe.
Righto.
All right. So there's a little bit of stuff you can hold us to account later on in the year. We'll just get that time and date there, Mel, please. It's 7:48. Today.
On the 23rd of March. Work. All right.